afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the LONGi conference call. The investor relator, Mr. Fabrizio Micheli, will present you the consolidated results of the first quarter 2010. A question and answer session will follow the presentation. Now, I hand you over to Mr. Fabrizio Micheli. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm presenting you the results of the first quarter 2010 for the LONGi Group. As a general comment, the results have been satisfactory, despite a general economic environment that is still rather weak. However, the evidence that we had from many of our reference markets was of a rather buoyant mood and a favorable trend in consumption. This is an evidence which is also shared with our main competitors. Revenues of the quarter amounted to 300 million euros, so growing by 3.5% over the same quarter of last year. It has to be noted that if we look at the growth rate of sales during the recent quarters, we have to go back to the second quarter of 2008 if we want to have a similar growth rate. In the second quarter of 2008, revenues were growing by 3.1%. So the results are for sure satisfactory. All the operating margins were improving at all levels. The net industrial margin amounted to 135 million euros, and it amounting to 44.8% of revenues, thus growing by more than 200 basis points on the same margin of the first quarter 2009. We have to recognize that such a very good performance was due particularly to the queue of a very good Christmas season and to a very favorable currency scenario and product mix. Considering the currency scenario, we must say that looking in perspective, we still suggest to be very cautious given the recent events within the European Union and the recent crisis in the currency in the currencies market, specifically for what concerns the appreciation of the dollar against euro. EBITDA amounted to 32 million, or 10.7% of revenues before non-recurrent items, which, however, were marginal, negligible, so that the final EBITDA amounted to 31.7 million euros, or 10.5% of revenues against 8.4% of revenues in 2009. Again, this is a significant improvement of the profitability, which is of course benefiting from the favorable industrial margin. The EBIT amounted to 22.5 million euros against 15.7 in 2009, that is 7.5% of revenues versus 5.4% of revenues in 2009. As a general comment regarding products and markets, we had a favorable trend in Europe, some sign of recovery in the Eastern Europe countries, and a very good performance again in Australia and New Zealand. And even in Japan, we had a signs of a small recovery against, let's say, the recent quarters. As regards the product mix, the main drivers are still coffee makers and kitchen products, specifically kitchen machines with the Kenwood brand. We have seen some sign of positive trend in the professional heating business, and so we have some let's say better expectation for this year than we had before. At the divisional level, the two divisions were growing, of course, at different degrees. The group growth was led by the household division, which was growing at a 3.9% rate, while the professional division still experienced a flat market. However, we didn't see a decrease in revenues, and this is, as expected, a sign of a probable market which can give some good performance in the next quarters. As regards the margins, the EBITDA for the household divisions amounted to 30.7 before non-recurring items, 30.7 million euros, or 13.3% of revenues, which is an extraordinary result, which reminds us of profitability levels experienced by the group before the reorganization of the group of 2003 and 2005 years, and the move and the restructuring of the industrial platform of the group. So we see it as a very, very good performance. Even the professional division is improving the profitability level, growing from 3.8% of revenues of EBITDA up to 4.3% of revenues. We had, as expected, a decline, a strong decline in the net financial charges as a consequence of the reduction of the debt in 2009, and thanks also to favorable interest rates levels, which are still at about the minimum levels that we have experienced in the recent years. Net debt is still at very low levels. We had some small increase in respect of end of December 2009, but if we consider the 12 months, we had a cash flow of 146 million euros. Just one comment regarding the net debt at the end of the March. We have to consider and remember that at end of March, the contribution of sales of receivables without recourse was lower than at end of December by 44 million. That means that would the sales, the receivable sales, be kept at the same level of end of December, at the end of the March, we would have a net debt amounting to 80 million euros. And this is a sign of the fact that the group is still implementing a very careful management of inventories and, generally speaking, the working capital, and despite an expenditure for advertisement and promo, which is still high, let's say, in line with recent years. The net profit, which I forgot before, is the net profit for the year is 10.2 million, which compares with 3.7 million of the first quarter 2009, and it's 3.4% of revenues. I think that if there is, I will open the Q&A session now.
The Q&A session is now open. You can register for a question pressing star followed by one. First question comes from Mr. Filippo Trini of Banca Leonardo. Mr. Trini, your question, please.
Good evening, everybody. I got two brief questions, if I may. The first one, could you share with us which is the contribution maybe coming from the restocking of your customer on the 3.5 growth of revenues in the first quarter of 2010? The second one, is it possible to have more color on your concern on raw materials inflation maybe next quarter? So if you consider the EBITDA that you reached, the EBITDA margin, sorry, that you reached in the first quarter this year sustainable, or maybe we can have some trouble to retain this marginality. Thank you.
Thank you. In respect of restocking, I don't have a specific figure, but I can tell you that the trade is not certainly restocking more than it expected to be sold. So the inventories are just strictly linked to the sales trend, and there is no evidence of a structural restocking by the trade. So as soon as long as sales are, the sellout is good, mm-hmm. our sell-in is good, and there is no stocking by the trade. As regards the second questions, The scenario for raw materials is still very critical, and we have a cautious approach to this respect. We can estimate that the next quarter will be impacted by prices of raw materials. There are signs of increase of prices. There are signs of increases of prices from our suppliers. So the cost of raw materials will impact either directly or indirectly through the prices of components. We are, say, carefully monitoring the market also in relation to the appreciation of the dollar, which is strictly linked to the prices of raw materials. In recent years, we have an opposite behavior of raw material prices and the value of the dollar. The higher risk is to envisage a market condition where we could have high raw material prices and a strong dollar. This probably is more impacting in 2011 rather than this year, because this year we can still benefit from a significant amount of hedgings in respect of the dollar at values above 145. And this is for the whole year. But of course, the impact, the structural impact on the company, even beyond this year, is maybe significant.
Okay, thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. John Sharp of Ratio. Mr. Sharp, your question, please.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to ask on the growth rate that you showed in the quarter, because I believe at the time of the full year numbers when you in April.
Jonathan, may I stop you because the line is very bad.
Can you hear me any better now?
There is a strong buzz behind your voice.
You said in April that your growth in the first 2 months was -10%. You've just shown +3% for the quarter. I wondered if you could tell us what that means for growth in March and whether things have continued to be strong in April as well, in the second quarter.
If I understood correctly the questions, this is the growth in the first quarter, as I reminded before, is the first case of growth after, let's say, the last quarter of 2008, when the growth was 1.6, and the second quarter of 2008, when the growth was 3.1. In 2009, we experienced a negative trend in sales for the four quarters, and even though the rate was decreasing, so we started with a -12% in the first quarter, and we closed the year with a -2.3% in the last quarter. So the growth of this quarter, 2010, is, let's say, the continuation of a trend, of improving trend in sales, which corresponds to an improving mood in the consumption trends for the small domestic appliances business?
I know you can't hear me very well. I think you said in April, though, that the first 2 months of 2010 that you were down, your sales growth was minus 10%.
Who said that?
Well, I read it in one of the analyst reports that you said on the conference call that you were minus 10% for the first 2 months of 2010.
No, we don't have this evidence. For the first 2 months of 2010?
Okay, well, maybe that's a misunderstanding.
No.
It said in the first 2 months of the year, sales were down 10%.
No. No, I don't confirm it.
Okay, that's
the first. The sales results were positive starting from January.
Okay, well, I've got that wrong, but that report is wrong. Okay, my question doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Andrea Bonfà of Banca Aletti. Mr. Bonfà, your question, please.
Hello, good afternoon to everybody. I would like to know if it's possible to have the breakdown of growth between, let's say, coffee maker and kitchen robots and the rest of the household segment, just to understand how the mix is evolving and how can we explain the performance at EBITDA level. And the second one is if it's possible to have the contribution margin for the two divisions in the first quarter 2010 and first quarter 2009 with the new reclassification. And finally, if it's possible, to assess or to understand or to elaborate a little bit better on the professional. Are you suggesting that the signs that you are seeing on the market suggest that it's possible to start seeing an expansion of this segment, which is the one which has most suffered last year? Thank you very much.
So, as regards the product mix, we don't give usually, as you know, the details of growth by product. But if I have to comment on this, I can say that we had coffee makers and kitchen robot, kitchen machines growing double digit. And all other products for the cooking business growing a single digit. The only family going down is the microwave ovens. The home care, that is ironing and cleaning, overall almost growing almost flat, if I may say. We had air conditioning down due mainly to the portable air conditioners because it's still too early to have some sign of the next season. And as regards the heating business, both divisions, household and professional, were positive, positive double digit. So a strong increase in this sector. And this is all. If I understood correctly your second question, you want to know the contribution of the two divisions at an industrial margin level?
Yes.
OK. Okay, in the meanwhile, can you just repeat the third question?
Yeah, the third question was related to the professional segment. I mean, you're suggesting that definitely we've seen some stabilization on the sales side in the first quarter, but it seems that you are a little bit more confident on the next on this month. So are you seeing an expansion in sales in this division?
Well, our expectation for this year for the professional business were to have a flat year. However, to be honest, we expected let's say a flat evidence as an average through the year, and we were not expecting a flat condition or a very small growth as happened right from the first quarter. So it's something better than expected. The backlog of Clima Veneta is currently showing a positive trend. So I cannot tell you that this is a promise of a positive trend overall in the year, but of course, but in simpler words, what I mean is that we expected something less than what happened in the first quarter. So of course we take this positive sign and we hope that this could be the beginning of a trend slightly more positive than expected. As regards the second question now, you're back. The house we are regarding the net industrial margin, okay? The household is going from 45.8% of revenues to 48.6%, so about 300 basis points of improvement. When the professional is going from 30.2% of revenues to 31.9% of revenues, here again we have an improvement by about 150 basis points.
Okay. After I got a final question, I come back. I can go back to the queue in case. Thank you very much.
There are no questions at the moment. There's another question from Mr. Andrea Bonfau, Banca Letti. Mr. Bonfau, your question, please.
I want to be sure if I understood correctly that point that you mentioned on the net debt. You were saying that the amount of the receivables securitized in the first quarter were 44 million lower at the end of December. But is it possible to have
just to tell you correctly. Yeah. The securitized receivables at the end of March were 44 million less than at the end of December. At the end of December, we had 126 million receivables outstanding securitized, and while at the end of March, we had about 81 million. So we have reabsorbed, okay, on our balance sheet, 44 million of receivables. And that means that in the case we keep the amount of securitized receivables stable, as we could do in the next quarters, at the end of the March we would have had a net debt amounting to 80 million.
Okay, but in order to make it comparable, we should have the amount of securitized receivable at the end of March 2009. Is it possible to have that figure?
End of March? Told you it's 81.
Yeah, but end of March 2009, that's what we need.
2009, 84.
84. So,
yes,
but
there is no. I mean, in the comparison between March 2009 and March 2010, there is no, let's say, big change. Okay, they are in line. But what I want to comment is the increase of debt in the first 3 months, not in the 12 months. In the first 3 months, we had a net debt of 117 at the end of December, and our net debt figure at the end of March is in 125. So you have an increase in debt. That's what I mean is that that's not a real increase in debt, because we have absorbed in 3 months 44 million of receivables, securitized. So if at the end of the March we should have had 126 million of receivables securitized, as just like we had in at the end of December, we could have had a net debt at the end of March amounting to 80 million.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Next question comes from Mr. Dino Catena of Equita SIM Milano. Mr. Catena, your question, please.
Hi, good afternoon. Hi, Fabrizio. A couple of questions I got. First one, do you mind to give us, let's say, a rough idea of the exchange rate you booked in at the P&L level during the first quarter 2010 versus the first quarter 2009?
2010. To be honest, not now. No, I don't have this figure under.
Okay. And
for sure, we have a better dollar.
Yeah.
Because the average of this year of our hedging is 147, and we hedged about 90% of euro dollars requirements. So this is definitely better than the first quarter of last year. But I don't have here the exact figures for that currency cross.
Okay, so you had 90% 90 at 1.47, you said.
Yeah, for this year, yeah.
Yeah, 90%. Wow. And finally, in terms of non-recurring costs, are you expecting, let's say, any other costs in the coming quarters, or you know, this year the non-recurring costs will be not material?
We don't expect material non-recurring items this year, considering that we had the ending stage of the restructuring actions put in place last year, and so you have about half a million of costs is in this quarter. We could, I mean, just generally speaking, we could have that amount for each quarter. So at the end of the year, we could expect a couple of billion of extraordinary costs. But that's not, I mean, that's not material. We don't have major restructuring action in place at the moment. Of course, we will consider any other action which is useful to improve our profitability, and also evaluating, you know, the conditions of the markets, and you know, and then the scenario. So for the time being, what we can estimate is just a couple of million in for the whole year.
Okay, thank you very much.
Next question comes from Mr. Luca Bacoccoli of Banca IMI. Mr. Bacoccoli, your question, please.
Hi, everybody. Just a follow-up question on the raw material cost. Could you please tell us the amount of steel and plastic you purchased last year? And on this aspect, do you have in mind any initiatives to deal with the rising cost of the your input cost?
So Sorry. And do you have in mind any
specific initiatives to deal with the rising raw material prices? I mean, increasing price list or some other action to reduce fixed cost or whatever to maintain the profitability we have seen in the first quarter throughout the year. And the other question regards your balance sheet, which is completely deleveraged or something like that. Do you have in mind here to pursue any aggressive external growth? Do you have any target in a pipeline, or do you even expect to distribute a jumbo dividend in the coming quarters? If you can please tell us something on that.
We are not at Christmas time, so I don't expect to distribute extraordinary dividends. Just out of joke. Regarding your first question, raw material prices. Well, the worst scenario, I repeat, would be the high raw material prices and a strong dollar. Despite we did not experience such a scenario in the last 2 or 3 years, it could happen. Why not? And even though our costs are somehow protected by the hedging put in place, of course we will consider, and we're now considering, I mean, if necessary, we will consider price increases to protect the margins. If, of course, this pushing prices becomes very, very, very unsustainable, and that, of course, the last result, okay? Regarding the debt and the leverage, and our deleveraging, the leveraging of the group is not strictly linked to specific acquisitions that we have on our agenda. Because it's the result of a structural reorganization of our supply chain, and of course increasing profitability and better control of our working capital. Everybody knows, because we have been telling this, I mean, in the last 2 years, that we are interested in acquisitions. For the time being, there are no concrete deals on the agenda. Of course, these are very, very confidential, you know, very confidential matters. So it's difficult to answer to you. But of course, we if this happens, we are ready to use our leveraging power to be very aggressive on acquisitions.
Okay. Can we have the precise amount of the steel and plastic you purchased last year?
The amount of raw materials that we purchased in 2009 was dramatically lower than the amount purchased in 2008. In 2008, we purchased about 191 million of raw materials, and that amount was 110 million in 2009.
Uh-huh.
This year, let's say, together with expectation of a slight growth, the amount acquired in terms of raw materials will be higher than 2009, for sure. I don't think that we will go back to the amount of 2008. Probably the amount could range around 150 million in terms of raw materials. Mm-hmm. And this is again as a consequence of the growth that we expect specifically in the household division.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
There are no questions at the moment. There are still no questions.
Okay, I would say that if there are no more questions, conference call is closed. Thank you.
The conference call is over. Thank you for calling.